To do some things in this world, you need to get a little dirty. Dirt is going to pick up wherever you are. It's not just people who have boys as children. Though I think yesterday or in the rain, they just wanted to get as naked and dirty as possible and just rub it all over. Even if you're in the hospital, you still get dirty. There's still dirt there. They can't evacuate it. I think some adults maybe feel like there's sometimes, you know, if you're in a certain location, you can be dirty. Like if you pay for an expensive spa weekend and you go to a mud bath, that dirt is okay. A lot of times, though, we try to avoid it. We try to get away from it. How much dirt are you willing to take? How much dirt are you willing to show other people in your life? Where are the places in our life where we're willing to be dirty? Where are we willing to get our hands dirty? Where are we willing to get our feet dirty? That can be a metaphor for a lot of things in our life. That could be a metaphor for vulnerabilities and relationships, for entering in, for trying something new. It could also just be literally, what are the things you're willing to be dirty about? Is it gardening? Is it more than gardening? Is it opening up your car? I've known someone at a church who one of the agreements in their marriage was that she would never fill up the car with gas. And that was, they've been married 50 years, but that was an agreement early on that she never wanted to fill up her car with gas because she didn't want gasoline on her. That was something she wasn't willing to do. But I think we all have like, okay, what are we willing, you know? If it's raining and something's out there in the mud that you need to get in, like where is the level with, oh, I don't care if it's destroyed or I'm gonna go pick that up. We had that the other day. We have a little shed in the back of our yard, and there were these two storage boxes that were outside in the middle of that torrential downpour. It's like, I don't know if we need those Christmas lights. I don't know if I'm going to go out to go there. But this is what vulnerability is really about. Having the dirt on your skin exposed to another person. Having the dirt on your soul exposed to another person. Humility is not the absence of pride, and sometimes we confuse that. We think if we don't talk about ourselves a lot, we're being humble. That's not what the humility that Scripture speaks of. In Scripture, humility is the presence of God, the presence of grace in a person's life, the presence to understand the true reality of a situation, a grace that lets you see what matters in your life. That lets you see when you need to be clean, but also lets you see when you can be a little more dirty than you may be comfortable. This passage from John 13 is really fascinating. There's a deep connection between this foot washing and the baptism of Jesus. I wanted to move our baptismal font over here today because to kind of heighten that connection, it included the bowl here and the foot washing. You see, the first obvious connection is it's water, right? And so there's two things with water that may seem like a surface answer, but it's a really big deal. There's two things with water that are being blessed in unique ways. As well, the responses of the people are really interesting because they're very, very similar. The response of John the Baptist when Jesus comes to be baptized is like, no, 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 I cannot untie the thong of your sandal. I'm not worthy of this. It's very similar to the response of Peter. The response of Peter when Jesus comes to wash his feet. He says, no, no, not my feet. And then he's like, no, 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 what about everything? It just got overboard in a Peter kind of way. Has to be to his extreme. Peter was not the first disciple to have his feet washed, which I really just noticed this time. I've been playing this text for a long time, but it doesn't say he was the first one. He was the first to speak up. You don't know how many people have already had. He could have been the last one. He could have been right in the middle. But Peter says something. He says, no, no, not me. No, no, not me. Just like John the Baptist. Peter says, I am not worthy. But then Jesus responds, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. If I do not wash you, you have no part in me. We have to reveal ourselves to God in order to be clean. That's the reason why we go through this act of confession, of contrition. We have to reveal ourselves to God. We have to take off our shoes. We can't pretend that our feet don't smell if we really think Jesus is Lord. Jesus acts in our life, and we must receive that grace if we are to be made clean. And that means taking off our shoes every once in a while. That means showing our dirt, showing our things that we're not proud of. The stuff that we did not prepare for public consumption. Showing the toes that may be a little crooked or that might have a little fungus on them. It's okay. God already sees it. We are the fools who are trying to hide ourselves from God. We are the fools who are trying to deny that, oh no, it's all good. You don't need to look down there. Or no, let's get a whole shower so we're not focusing on my feet. What if I just bathe everything and then you're not thinking about my dirty feet? Karl Barth says that to belong to Jesus and to act in relationship with him is to serve with him and not to rule with him. Serve with Jesus. Sometimes we think we'd like that power that God gives us and have that power of rule, that power over people, that power of judgment, that power of seeing what's wrong with other people's lives without turning it back on ourselves, that power of looking at the Ten Commandments, looking at the Sermon on the Mount, and redirecting it to everyone we gaze at. But that's not what Jesus gives. Jesus gives us the power to serve with him. That is the power of Maundy Thursday, mandatum, the mandate. I give you a mandate. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Serve with me. When Jesus gives Peter the keys to the kingdom, he also tells him to untie his shoes and show him his feet. I imagine, I give you all the power of heaven and earth, but you've got to show me your ugly feet. I am going to wash them. It is when we reveal our dirt to God that we can be cleaned. And it is when we reveal our dirt to each other that we can be a church. It's all well and good if we show God our dirt, but if we hide it from everyone else, then we are pushing them away. And if we are in a space, if we are in a community that we do not feel comfortable with sharing our dirt, then we need to work on that. Then we need to build that. Then we need to return again and again to the community that Jesus develops, the community that the Holy Spirit comes to. I've often heard when people preach on Pentecost, which is coming up in a while, that, you know, there's the passage in Acts 2 when everyone shared everything together. And it was like, and that's when the church had it all together, and it's been downhill ever since. But that grace, when everybody shared everything together, shared the good and the bad, that grace is with us. And we need to use it. It's when we show our feet, when we show our dirt, that we can be the body of Christ. And we are not ready for God's love for us if we are not ready to take off our shoes, to show a little dirt, to receive some bread and some wine, and to go as the body of Christ, humbled before God, humbled before each other. Humble not as the world sees it, but as the grace of God, and claiming that and taking that and in showing that. I want to close with singing a song I wrote for the chapel with the day scare. That's the word. Yeah. But I thought it was actually more interesting. And so I wanted to share it with you. If you want to follow me, you have to wash my feet. You have to walk with me, even on the sea. This bread is my body. This cup is the blood of me. I offer it all to you. I offer it all to you. If you want to follow me, you have to wash my feet. You have to walk with me, even on the sea. This cup bread is my body. This cup is the blood of me. I offer it all to you. I offer it all to you. we're now going to have a time of foot washing.